بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت، وبيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك، إنك المرشد الهادي الرحمن المعين. ولا إله إلا أنت في السماوات وفي الأرض، وأنت بكل شيء عليم. وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We begin in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Allah, our grace and our Savior. And we call peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad and upon his progeny, lineage, and companions and followers till the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, the earmark of who we are as a people is that we are the people of the Quran. We, including everyone who attends a Jum'ah and everyone who identifies as a Muslim, is that the core of our being, the essence of who we are, the pulse that animates us, the energy that should motivate us, is all encapsulated in the Quran. This is why, brothers and sisters, when Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, was asked, how was the Prophet during his lifetime, by one of the successors, and her response was quite simple. Haven't you read the Quran? If you want to know how the Prophet was, or who the Prophet ﷺ was, read the Quran. In the affairs of this world and its many trials and tribulations and its many challenges and sometimes its absolutely frustrating nature, with all its distractions and digressions, the thing that harkens us back to the essence of our soul, to the very fiber of our being, is the Quran. When Muslims, in fact, I can even go a step beyond and say, if you want to understand the health of the Muslim Ummah in any age, in any historical period, at any time in history, you can scrutinize and examine and study the relationship of the Ummah to the Quran. When the Muslim Ummah is healthy, you find that they engage the Quran at so many levels, concretely speaking, that you find that there are many studies on the Quran, whether in sharh or tafsir, whether commentaries or explanations, or various forms of analysis and study, you find that the Quran is at the essence of their being. When the Muslim Ummah is unhealthy, you find that their relationship to the Quran is tenuous and unstable. I'll give you a very simple example. Compare the number of Quranic studies and Quranic commentaries that were written in the pre-modern period to the number of Quranic studies that were written in the modern period. Compare not just their volume, but their depth and their sophistication. Modern Muslims, for all their technology and all their dogma and all their rhetoric, have produced very little in terms of study and reflection and exegesis and interpretation on the Quran. Often, they have even approached the Quran as if they search it for ammunition for the battles of their day and age, rather than as an ethical core that directs their being and their soul and intellect. None of us Muslims in this day and age can feel but challenged. All you have to do is just reflect on the affairs of your day at any time and period in our day and age. And there is much that challenges our understanding, our being, our sense of dignity, and might even lead us into frustration, and even some lead them beyond frustration, unfortunately. From the massacres of the Muslim Rohingyas, which goes on all the time without anyone caring, to the severe plight of Muslims in China, where millions of Muslims are now in a very difficult situation with very little attention or care by the Muslims in the world, leave alone the non-Muslims, to the plight of Muslims in Syria and Iraq, and the shocking massacres by one faction or another that go on, to the obscenity of what is going on in Yemen. And I could go on, and at the top of all of this, and the most shocking of all of this, what is going on in Jerusalem, and the lack of passion among contemporary Muslims about Quds, which a poet once described as the bride of Islam and the honor of Muslims. And in this, when I feel my heart has been constrained and has become heavy with all that exists in our modern world, there is nothing to turn to, and no salvation, and no guide other than the Quran. And when I do turn to the Quran, most recently, and there is so much that constantly speaks to you. It is as if the words of Allah keep repeating within my very being, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Persevere in prayer, طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ, at the edges of the day. And scholars disagree whether the edges of the day are the morning and dhuhr, or the edges of the day are dhuhr and maghrib. In either case, the essential meaning is that the day should be defined by your prayers. وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and parts of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The law of creation and law of nature, the law of your Lord, is that goodness in due time will erase what is not good, what is evil. You have no repose and no recourse other than to turn to your Lord in sincere prayer. Muslims might excel in our day and age, electronics, spending numerous amount of time or a monumental amount of time blabbing on the net. And the net is very cheap talk, because it's talk without an image, without a face, and without name. Or in ideological battles, or this or that. But that essential relationship that comes from iqamat as-salah, that comes from persevering in prayer, learning, knowing how to truly pray, how to spend and how to pass the night in prayers. As in Surah Al-Muzammil, Allah teaches us that the night, nashi'at al-layl, that the night is where the soul and the intellect learn to be in balance and in sync. The prayers, as much as you invest in your prayers, in reflection inwards on your relationship with Allah, you uphold that essential equation, that essential dynamic, that you allow goodness to persevere on earth regardless of the challenges, regardless of the deceptions, or how much it seems that good has eluded people in a certain time and a certain period. And this is why Allah immediately tells us, ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضَيَّعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is truly a reminder for the wise. This is truly a reminder for the sagacious. And persevere with patience. The formula is prayer into the night, so you learn to balance yourself, not going after other human beings, not finding fault in others, not spending time spewing out talk or neglecting how to be alone with your Lord, neglecting that extremely uncomfortable thing when you spend time with no one else but Allah. And you spend hours like that, not in the company of other human beings, not in the company of a computer, not in the company of a TV, not in the company of entertainment, but nothing but you and God, you and your maker, deep into the night. And in doing so, you elevate yourself as a human being. But the wasiyah, the trust, the amana that Allah leaves you with is the knowledge that perseverance and patience is your key. It's a formula, but it's a formula in which the winners are the perseverant and the patient, not those who are restless and despairing. I say this because we are in an age, and we cannot kid ourselves, so many around us become despairing, become restless. They want an Islam, but they don't know how to build a relationship with Allah. They want an Islam, but the heart of their being is not the Quran. They don't spend hours reflecting on the revelation of the Lord, even if they memorize it. And even if they pray, they don't know the sweetness of Iman and the way that it tenderizes the heart and shines light within so that exudes outward. And that the sweetness of Iman, automatically, once it nestles in your heart and in your being, makes you that formula, the goodness that erases what is bad, just by the essence of your being. You become incapable of doing anything but what is kind, merciful, and compassionate, what your Lord has taught you. Iqamat as-salah, in its true sense, it's as if once you truly establish prayer, the switch in human beings that enables them to do things hurtful to others, things that create anxiety, dishonest things, deceitful things, is turned off. Those who have true salah in their heart have nothing but hasanat. And I wish Muslims would reflect upon that one expression, hasanat, goodness. Goodness, brothers and sisters, is universal. All human beings smile. All human beings respond to kindness. All human beings respond to love. All human beings respond to compassion and joy. We don't need sophisticated, complicated dogma and ideology and philosophy to understand the very essence of goodness that flows from the fountain of Iqamat as-Salah. And your relationship to Rahman al-Rahim, the compassionate, the merciful. How can someone in our universe claim to have a relationship with the compassionate and merciful and not be compassionate and merciful themselves? Can someone explain this to me? How can there be human beings that say we know Allah, we spend the night with Allah, and Allah is the compassionate and the merciful, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But when you deal with them, they are not. They have nothing of the attributions of Rahmah, of compassion and mercy. There is something broken there. Something deeply flawed there. You want to test your Iman? Don't give sovereignty to your ego. Look at yourself through the eyes of those who know you. Do they know you as a loving, compassionate, and merciful human being? Do you reflect the ethics that come from your Lord? Or do you fail to do so? وضع الله يستجب لكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد النبي الأمين واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Persevere because Allah does not waste good deeds. Persevere and be patient because Allah knows it's difficult. Persevere because Allah knows that to focus in prayer and concentrate in prayer is difficult. Persevere because Allah knows that if you sit, you want to finish your prayers in 2 or 3 minutes and run off to the next thing, argue with someone on the net or do whatever you do. Persevere because Allah knows that the nature of this dunya goes at an increasingly alarming rate and speed that is not compatible with human psychology. Persevere because Allah knows that there are many people around you that will attempt to distract you from the path of your Lord. Persevere because Allah knows that there are periods in history where there are raging fitan, where there are raging hardships and genocides, in which the average Muslim becomes tested and says, "Where is my Lord?" Persevere because Allah knows that there are going to be many pretenders and fakers who claim to know the Lord, but act in a way that is cruel and ugly. For all these reasons, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضَيَّ وَأَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Persevere and be patient. Allah does not waste the results of good deeds. Ultimately, in Surah Hud, which I'm quoting from, chapter titled Hud, our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. This ends with a proclamation and a reminder from Allah. That Allah, la yuhlik al-qura. Allah does not waste or does not allow people, cities, countries, nations to deteriorate and crumble and be swept away by their own injustice. لا يهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون. That if a people of a nation are good doers, the law that law of creation that Allah established is justice, brings goodness and brings the blessing of Allah, and injustice destroys a people. And this is why we need that patience and perseverance. We need to teach it to our children so that they do not despair and become frustrated and say things like, "Well, we have doubts. We have doubts about this faith. We have doubts about the religion. We have doubts about the divine presence. We have doubts about the relationship with Allah. If you teach them the nature of patience and perseverance, if you teach them and they see an example in you, your firm and unwavering belief in goodness and in beauty, they will follow you. They will emulate. And emulate you. They will do eventually as you do. Be an example to your children. And this time, especially this time, and especially among Muslims in the West who are tested by Islamophobia and hate and bigotry and prejudice every single day, that your children go to school or go to college, they confront it all the time and every day. And they have nothing, and you have nothing, other than iqamat as-salah and your relationship with the Lord. Allahumma aslih lana deenana. واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا يا الله واغفر لنا ذنوبنا واهدنا سواء السبيل. Allah, we ask you, we pray to you, that you bless the affairs of this world, that you bless our families, our children, that you teach us patience and perseverance in your paths, that you enable us to perform prayers that bring us closer to your mercy, compassion, and beauty, ya Allah.
Amen.
Wa salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa irtaba'u bi ihsanin ila yawmi d-deen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhi qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghri. Ya'idukum la'allakum tadhakkurun wa aqim as-salat.